This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. I see Kevin's cousin. I ain't gonna lie. It's Kevin's cousin talking. Y'all know the difference between Kevin and me, because I'm a little more ghetto than Kevin. Anyway, glad you guys are here. It's Kevin Jackson's show, KJRadio.com. Hey, you know, everybody talked about the Congressional Black Caucus. We're stoic when Donald Trump was reading off the numbers, unemployment numbers for blacks, lowest unemployment outside of the Democrats in the 1860s who had full black employment. If you know what I'm saying, right? Okay. All right. Y'all with me? Okay. Anyway, so there was one member of the Congressional Black Caucus who actually did clap. One man who stood against the grain, went against the grain. Florida Representative Al Lawson was seen clapping for Donald Trump after the comments about the success of the economy, specifically black unemployment. Cameras immediately turned to the group during this speech. I wish they had just left the cameras on these black clowns so people could see them. All this good news. Good news for black people, and they said nothing. Since the election, Trump said, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone. After years of wage stagnation, we are finally seeing rising wages. Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low. Black unemployment, he said African-American, but I don't say that, stands at the lowest rate ever recorded, and Hispanic-American unemployment has also reached the lowest levels in history. Outside of that little slavery thing that the Democrats don't like to talk about too much. You get what I'm saying, people? Lawson said, strange. He clapped. Woo! Yes, sir. Way to go. I don't know what's going to happen to him. He might get beat by Massa, you know. Plantation. These white folks don't play, man. These white Democrats do not play. Lawson, they say, has been serving in Florida's 5th Congressional District since 2017. So he's new. He's new to the plantation. He doesn't realize it. He's been a free-range Negro for too long. Prior to that, he served in Florida's legislature. 28 years. So here are the numbers. Roughly 480,000 black people received new jobs in 2017. Almost 500,000 colored folks went back to work. And I'm not talking about driving Miss Daisy. I'm not talking about ironing and doing the laundry of white people. I'm talking about jobs, baby. One of my good buddies, IT guy, his name is Chris. Chris was on him. He lost his job in 2016 under Obama. He got rehired in 2017. Trump got elected. Chris wasn't out of a job a month. Boop. Got a new job. New J. Only thing wrong with it, he says, he works with like 85% black women. And he's in IT. And he says, man, the language that comes out of these women's mouths would blow your mind. Yeah, I should get just have him record one day. You know, just walk around one of those hot mics.
Say, Kev, check it out.
Anyway, almost 500,000 black folks went back to work in 2017 under Donald Trump. Yep. I'd love to see what those numbers were the final year under Barack Obama. I'd love to see it every year that Barack Obama was in place. Because I'm going to tell you something. We're going to get more jobs in 2018 than we got in 2017. 2.4 million jobs created in 2017. I'm going to make a prediction. I'm going to predict that we hit 3 million jobs created in the year 2018. I don't even know what the numbers are. Because I don't think we would even have January numbers. I believe there was a hiring in January that was second to none. It's probably going to be the best month of Trump's presidency because December, it's all seasonal workers. In January, people are saying, hey, we're feeling good. You know, We got to get cranking up again, ready for the new year. Boom, they start hiring. I'm going to bet you that we – I'm just going to get a number. Let me put a number on. So, because in order to get to $3 million, we have to do a quarter million every month, $250,000. I'm going to predict $280,000 to $300,000 in January. That's my prediction. Then, February being a short month, and, of course, in honor of Black History, I'm going to have to cut that number down a little bit, $280,000. 1,000 jobs in February. I'm putting these out there early, guessing. In March, I believe I can fly. No, I believe March will be 300,000 again. You want me to go farther? I'm not going any farther than that. I'm like Trump. If I predict any farther and I get it wrong, then you'll dismiss it if I miss it by 1,000. You'd be, Kevin, it didn't get to 300,000. It only got to 299,000. So that's what leftists do. They listen to the program. Don't fool yourself. Anyway, one man, Al Lawson, stood strong, clapped, said, yes, those are good numbers. Why should I not be happy that Black people in my district are going back to work? Does it matter who's in office? Let me put it to you this way. If Barack Obama had read that off, what would the Congressional Black Caucus have done? Anybody? Somebody help me here. Give me a rag. I feel like I'm starting to sweat when I preach. What would he have done? What would the Congressional Black Caucus? They would have been standing up, clapping and cheering like a bunch of trained monkeys. I could say that I'm authentically Black. I got my DNA right here, baby. 79%. Yeah, 21% white. Whatever. Even if you subtract it, I'm still more Black than white. So if you take my 79, subtract 21, you get 58. I'm still Black. What? What you got to say? So, look, you know what would have happened. These people would have been cheering. The media would have been touting. Barack Obama, good for Black people. Look at what he's done for Blacks in his first year. It wouldn't have even been racial. They would have just said, everyone's achieving. Look at this. The Black man comes in and he helps his people. This is why we voted for him. Donald Trump is giving Black people jobs, opportunity, taking them off welfare, giving them, what did he call it? You know, because when you work, you feel good. The pride of work, right? Giving that to 480,000 more Black folks who can pay their bills, pay their own way, moving up in careers. And they call him a racist and don't even recognize it. If Obama had done it, he'd be getting awards. Y'all know it. Y'all know it. I don't have to get all crazy up in here. I don't need the choir. I heard the Lord. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to, folks? We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hello, Kevin. I listen to your show on Bluetooth in California, and a lot of time I heard just, you know, the other rerunning show, but I still like it. I think you are great and the talk show and the politics, I really enjoy your show. I wish more people will listen to your show, and I told other people about your show. I hope some more people will listen to your show. You just hit every target I expecting, because I am that kind of person too, and I'm not even American. I'm not even from United States, but I came in here when I was only in my 20s. Now I'm in my 60s, and I think you are really great. I wish you are the person, the first black person or first president of Republican. I really enjoy your show, and thank you for let me talking, and I say this, and I say this in sincerity, and thank you.
How sweet is that? What a great message. No, thank you. Thank you. First of all, thank you for being in America legally. Thank you, then, for listening to my show, which is completely innocent in its intention. It is about right versus, you know, the nonsense of the left. And I'm truly grateful that you would leave me such a sweet message. Thank you very much. We got another message. Who is this? Dennis sent me a message. What did Dennis write? What did he say? You got it? Yeah, give me that. All right. He says, Kevin, no doubt, although I haven't had the privilege to actually meet you face to face yet, you come across on the radio as a very genuine person, and as you say, you feel like you're one of us. That certainly is only one of the many reasons you are so easy to listen to. Knowing you respond to many of these emails just verifies how genuine you are, and I'll speak for listeners everywhere, and thank you for that. Don't change as you keep growing. Keep up the good work. D-Man. D-Man gave himself his own nickname. Dennis, you can't do that. I have to give you that, but I'm gonna run with it. I'm gonna run with it, D-Man. All right? Oh, man. Look, guys, I can't tell you how much we thank you for this. And, you know, people go off and get awards, or I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. I don't give a crap if I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. If somebody picks up these archives down the road and goes, that dude was amazing. He was a genius. You know, ahead of his time. Well, good for me. You know what gives me the feedback? It's you. It's this. That's the feedback. That is the thanks. And that's why I tell you, send us notes at kjradio.com. Send it out to your friends. Respond back. I promise you, if we don't respond back, it's because somebody just slipped through the cracks. We respond back to every one of your messages that I get. Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah, blah. We respond back. Or you can call the show, 844-551-8255. Like that lovely lady that you just heard, that you can tell she's new to this country, relatively new, but she appreciates it. She loves it. And here I'm telling her, you're right to love it. You're right to respect it. Oh, my goodness, man. I love this stuff. We need to do more of reading these and playing y'all's messages. I'm not that good at it. I mean, we do it, but, you know, we got a lot to cover. The show is very short. Anyway, Chuck Schumer tweeted this. He says, what does it say about the Republican memo that the Kremlin is pushing it more than they're pushing anything else right now? You know what it says, Chuck? That you're hung up on the Russians. What that memo says is that you Democrats are a bunch of lying scumbags, and we're on to you. And you know what? They don't want America. They don't want the truth to get out, because the truth doesn't look good for Democrats. But let me tell you something. All of we conservatives who are listening to this program, of us, I should have said of us, all of us conservatives listening to this program, we would say the same thing. If that memo exposed the cockroaches that are the Republicans, if Paul Ryan were involved, or Mitch McConnell or whatever, or even Donald Trump, we would be saying, expose that memo. I don't know what's in that memo. For all I know, it's got Trump, and we find out the horrible things about Donald Trump. Expose it. Has there been any hesitation on our part? Any. For those of you listening, you leftists out there who love me, I know you love me. Just admit it. Admit it to yourselves. You love you some Kevin Jackson Radio. And I don't blame you. You can't get this anywhere else. Even though I don't know where we rank, it isn't that high. Because I tell you this, we aren't monetizing it. Got to get on the stick. But you love me. And you love me because I'm unapologetic about the truth. I don't care if Donald Trump is guilty. I want him found out. Right now. I'm all for it. Release all the information. Oh, Kevin, it'll be bad for the FBI. People will no longer trust them. Hey, memo to leftists. We don't trust them now. We're sick of them. We know they're lying. What this shows is the level of desperation and the willingness of Democrats to cover up no matter what. This is Bill Clinton pointing his doggone finger at you knowing he's guilty. You're going to listen up here. I want to say this, and I'm going to say it to the camera, and I'm going to look all stern, and y'all are going to believe me, because that's what you've been trained to do, you bunch of monkeys. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Liar. It's exactly what you did on multiple occasions. And these Democrats, we did not do anything to corrupt the FBI. We did not buy Fusion GPS and make them come up with a fake dossier on Donald Trump and collude to make it appear as though Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. We did not do that in conjunction with the FBI and the FISA courts and the NSA spying and all that other stuff. Whatever you're hearing, it's a lie. And then you give them the blue dress. Hey, what about this blue dress called the FISA memo? That should not come out. We didn't know. And now you know what you're going to see? You're going to see a bunch of Democrats going, well, you know, it's not really important. I just want to get on with the nation's business. That's what Clinton said. I just want to get on with the nation's business. Yeah. Okay, you got the blue dress. You know I lied. I just want to get on with... Oh, did I mention that I don't consider that sex, by the way? I just want to get on with the nation's business. Can we just move on with the nation's business? And what's the nation's business? Accusing Nunez of being a Russian spy? Accusing the millions of social media people who said release the memo of being Russian bots? What is the nation's business? Accusing Donald Trump of being treasonous because he may have wanted Mueller fired? What is the nation's business for the Democrats? Because it certainly isn't protecting our borders. It certainly isn't keeping us out of harm's way from radical Islam. It certainly isn't defeating ISIS. It certainly isn't reducing the debt and appreciating to Donald Trump what he's done. It's none of that stuff. Somebody explain to me what the nation's business is. As we like to say in the vernacular, the business. What's the business of the nation? We're going to cover Barack Obama's State of the Union. No sense covering Trump's. His was amazing. But we're going to cover Obama's.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Show.
I have ordered the closing of the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. Tomorrow I'll visit Tampa, Florida, where workers will soon break ground on a new high-speed railroad funded by the Recovery Act. An investment that could lead to the world's cheapest solar cells, or treatment that kills cancer cells but leaves healthy ones. And that means building a new generation of safe, clean nuclear power plants and passing a comprehensive energy and climate bill with incentives that will finally make clean energy the profitable kind of energy in America. Our approach would preserve the right of Americans who have insurance to keep their doctor and their plan. It would reduce costs and premiums for millions of families and businesses. Our approach would bring down the deficit by as much as $1 trillion over the next two decades. Starting in 2011, we are prepared to freeze government spending for 3 years. Like any cash-strapped family, we will work within a budget to invest in what we need and sacrifice what we don't. And if I have to enforce this discipline by veto, I will. We will continue to go through the budget, line by line, to eliminate programs that we can't afford and don't work. That's why I've called for a bipartisan fiscal commission. This can't be one of those Washington gimmicks that lets us pretend we solve a problem. Store the pay-as-you-go law, publish all earmark requests on a single website. I will not give up. I'm trying to change the tone of our politics. We should continue the work of fixing our broken immigration system to secure our borders and enforce our laws and ensure that everyone who plays by the rules can contribute to our economy and enrich our nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was 2010 Barack Obama. And what's funny is a lot of it sounds the same, but he brought in some new stuff. He made new promises, right? He says, we're going to close Gitmo. Is Gitmo closed? Nope. Still open. And rightfully so. See, because he got in there and went, where do we put these bad guys? He tried releasing them. He wanted to flood the world with bad guys. Where's this new high-speed rail that was paid for by the Recovery Act? Anybody? Have you been on it? Have you ridden it? Somebody, surely it's fun, right? If anybody's been on the new high-speed rail that was paid for by the Recovery Act, will you please write the show? Call us, 844-551-8255, and let us know how it was. I'm sure you rode your unicorn and just left it in the parking lot while you got on the high-speed rail and circled around the globe and maybe went through a wormhole. Then he said this high-speed rail would probably lead the way to cheaper solar cells. It could be the thing that causes us to cure cancer. He says these solar cells could then be used to kill cancer cells. Where does this guy come up with this stuff? Freaking LSD type talk. So what we're going to do, we're going to build this high-speed rail from the money that we saved in the Recovery Act. There wasn't any money saved, Mr. President. Shut up. Anyway, then on top of our new high-speed rail, we'll put these really cool solar panels. And those solar panels are going to be new technology. And that technology will kill cancer. And you won't even have to take a vitamin. And your dog won't lose his hair. Okay, Mr. President, let's go to bed now. God, safe, clean nuclear power. You seen those plants? I haven't seen a safe, clean nuclear power plant built by Barack Obama. He had 7 years from when he made that statement to start building this plant. It's not built. He says he's going to give us a comprehensive climate bill for clean energy. No, he didn't. He gave money to his crony capitalist buddies who bilked taxpayers out of millions, no, billions of dollars. They got rich, declared bankruptcy. You got bupkis. And the only thing he did, he put all that larceny inside of pages and pages of stuff that the President Trump is having to undo right now. And then here was the biggie. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. You like your plan, you can keep it. And oh, by the way, Obamacare is going to reduce cost. You're going to have it all. You'll have your doctor. You'll have your new plan. Or the old plan you want, but the dollars are going to go down. I already told you, mine quadrupled. He said the same thing in 2009. He said what Obamacare was going to do was going to bring down the government deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. In other words, $200 billion a year. This is a man who doubled the size of our debt. This is a man whose deficit was billions higher than any other president in history. Says he's going to freeze government spending. He's going to stop it in its tracks. You want to know why? Because government's crazy. It's gone too far with your money, and I'm going to be a good steward of it. And then he said again the same thing he said in 2009. I'm going to go line by line. I will veto pork. He went on even further. Pay-go. Pay as you go. That's the way we're going to run this government. We will not run in deficit spending. And yet he did. Then he went on to say, we will publish the earmarks. You will be able to go online and see what congressman is looking for what and who's trying to get you to pay for the nonsense that you don't want to pay for. That's going to get you the transparency you need. Somebody tell this brother where you can go see that. It isn't because Donald Trump took it down. And then I love the last part. He says he's going to fix this broken immigration system. Barack Obama has said exactly the same things that Donald Trump has said about immigration. You shouldn't be getting into a place. You shouldn't be, in other words, you should be legal to get into a place. By the way, this is a great time to play the clip from Chuck Schumer talking about immigration. You see if this sounds even more harsh than Donald Trump. Because to me, Chucky is a pretty mean boy. And he would hate for Univision to get to hear this.
We must create a system that converts the current flow of primarily low-skilled illegal immigrants into the United States into a more manageable and controlled flow of legal immigrants who can be absorbed by our economy. Let me elaborate. The first of these seven principles is that illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it. Above all else, the American people want their government to be serious about protecting the public enforcing the rule of law, and creating a rational system of legal immigration that will proactively fit our needs rather than reactively responding to future waves of illegal immigration. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally. To the advocates for strong, fair, effective, comprehensive immigration reform, and I'm certainly one, I say to you that the American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration. And any successful comprehensive immigration reform bill must recognize this fact.
Now, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. I want to ask you something. That was Chuck Schumer's take on immigration in 2009. It mirrored Barack Obama's take on immigration in 2009. They controlled the House and the Senate and the presidency in 2009. The Republicans supposedly had the same take on immigration because theoretically nothing's changed with them. So we had everything lined up for immigration. Why didn't it happen? Did somebody answer me that question? It's a simple question. The president said it in his this is 2010 he said it. In 2009, a year before, Chuck Schumer said what you just heard. That was more harsh than Donald Trump. So now suddenly Chuck Schumer's tying all his legislation up on Dreamers and what they've got to get. He's abandoned his own citizenry. Barack Obama wanted it. Chuck Schumer wanted it. The Republicans wanted it. Why didn't it happen? For the same reason you hear these State of the Union promises, nothing happens, and you forget about it. I would love for the media to dissect the lies. The guy who did this video said there's 140 promises that Barack Obama didn't keep, and what I just played for you. Not in that piece. The whole thing, his 8 years. 140 broken promises. They sound like delusions of a madman. And you don't hear one single Democrat talking about Barack Obama being unhinged. Well, he was unhinged. I mean, the guy's talking about curing cancer with solar cells. Really? He lied, blatantly lied about the doctor and the plan. He blatantly lied about the amount of money that was going to be taken off the deficit because of Obamacare. He blatantly lied about freezing spending. He's a liar, hypocrite.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Some folks want wind and solar. Others want nuclear, clean coal, and natural gas. To meet this goal, we will need them all. That we should take on, once and for all, the issue of illegal immigration. And I am prepared to work with Republicans and Democrats to protect our borders, enforce our laws, and address the millions of undocumented workers who are now living in the shadows. We'll put more Americans to work repairing crumbling roads and bridges. We'll make sure this is fully paid for, attract private investment, and pick projects based what's best for the economy, not politicians. Within 25 years, our goal is to give 80% of Americans access to high-speed rail. Within the next 5 years, we'll make it possible for businesses to deploy the next generation of high-speed wireless coverage to 98% of all Americans. Get rid of the loopholes. Level the playing field. And use the savings to lower the corporate tax rate for the first time in 25 years to reduce barriers to growth and investment. When we find rules that put an unnecessary burden on businesses, we will fix them. I am proposing that starting this year, we freeze annual domestic spending for the next 5 years. The health insurance law we passed last year will slow these rising costs. Still, I'm willing to look at other ideas to bring down costs, including one that Republicans suggested last year, medical malpractice reform to rein in frivolous lawsuits. We should give them a government that's more competent and more efficient. There are 12 different agencies that deal with exports. There are at least 5 different agencies that deal with housing policy. Then there's my favorite example. The Interior Department is in charge of salmon while they're in freshwater, but the Commerce Department handles them when they're in saltwater. Because you deserve to know exactly how and where your tax dollars are being spent, you'll be able to go to a website and get that information for the very first time in history. If a bill comes to my desk with earmarks inside, I will veto it.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Barack Obama in 2011. I've done 2009, 2010, and 2011. This is a broken freaking record. I will go line by line. We're going to get these savings, efficient homes, power lines, double the energy, breakthroughs in medicine, launching of a cancer effort, no new taxes. I mean, it's everything you could possibly want. Wind, solar, nuclear, clean coal, natural gas, we need them all. What did Barack Obama do? He tried to torpedo the coal industry, and he did it. And you know what happened? George Soros came in, bought up the options on coal, knowing that coal was going to come back. This was a favorite of Soros. Guy probably made billions of dollars on that stock transaction. Yet again, in 2011, Barack Obama promised he's going to get on that illegal immigration, enforce our laws, and deal with the people that he said are hiding in the shadows. That was his first hint to what he really wanted to do. He said he was going to get more Americans working on roads and bridges. We spent $192 million announcing, putting up signs saying, "Hey, America, check out these new roads and bridges we're starting to build for you." Oh, by the way, the same roads and bridges and repairs that they take out tax money for every single year. He said that in 25 years, because of his high-speed rail initiative that he claimed had been started the year before, 80% of Americans were going to have access to high-speed rails. Even the country bumpkins were going to get to come in and see what it's like in the city. Come over here so we can mug you and molest you and take your money. Barack Obama said he would reduce the corporate tax rate. In 2011, he said he would do it. Did he do it? No, not unless he looks like Donald Trump and can time travel. He never did it, and he never had any intention of doing it. He said he would take away the unnecessary burdens on businesses. What do you think Trump had to do? Donald Trump took $2 trillion of unnecessary burdens off of businesses. And you know what happened? Businesses came to life. They were in the emergency room, in the, you know, ICU going. And Trump came along and went, "What? Hold on, there's a kink in the cord." Boop, oxygen started flowing and the business went, "I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't." They went all James Brown up in here. They started feeling good. Then get this. Barack Obama says, "I'm going to freeze domestic spending for 5 years." Do you think this Negro froze domestic spending for 5 years? He spent $10 trillion. Double more than any other all the presidents combined. He spent the same amount as all presidents in the history of this country. He said his new Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act that turned out to be not that affordable was going to put money back into the Treasury. Not only, folks, was this going to save you money, and you could keep your doctor, and you could keep your plan, and you were going to get reduced medical cost, that he later said, no, the reduction in growth is what I was promising. Oh, and I meant you could keep your doctor and keep your plan, except we were going to have these new plans, and your plan was going to be phased out. So you, in that case, you couldn't. And, oh, by the way, your doctor, he probably wouldn't honor the new plan. So sorry for you. But even on top of all that, Obamacare was going to be cost productive to the government. It was going to put money back. And it doggone should have, because it essentially quadrupled the rates the average person paid over the lifetime that it's been going. And you know what else? It's dying now. Rightfully so. It's taken a rich white billionaire president to kill it. And I say to Barack Obama, if I were Trump, you're welcome. You don't want to live with that albatross around your neck, black man. Write that book. Get that $60 million advance. Go build that house in a D.C. or wherever you want to live. And disappear into the sunset, because nobody's going to like you when I'm done. Obama promised more competent and more efficient government. Oh, yeah, I got to give you a second to hear that. More competent and more efficient. It's funny that a moron would promise you competence. A moron who surrounded himself with morons. Do we need to count the ways? Even if you consider that Barack Obama had no scandals, let's look at his competence. He says that guns sneaked into Mexico, probably on their own, the same way they go out killing people indiscriminately and without a human. So they sneaked into Mexico, wreaked a little havoc over there, came back across the border, shot a couple of border patrol agents, killing one guy, Terry something, killed that guy, and they don't know how that happened. You know, a couple of rogue players, you know, who knows? But that's your competent government. A competent government that got four people killed in Benghazi, and thanks to special services and friends like my buddy Chris Peranto and others, or dozens more would have been killed. But Barack Obama says, oh, it was a video in California. Oh, no, it wasn't a video in California. It was something else. We don't really know. Well, it could have been this one lone ranger in Benghazi. That's who did it. In Libya, he's the one. He's the mastermind. But he tells you he's competent, right? Government efficiency? You couldn't even log on to Obamacare, even if you wanted to get that stinky insurance. You couldn't even get on. The same efficiency that causes the post office to lose money to where they're now talking about not delivering your mail on Sunday, 2 days a week. How long is it going to take to be down to your mail gets, you get 2 days of mail? What competence? The competence that has led to a trade deficit of $500 billion annually, more than that, with multiple countries? How many ways do I need to count the level of incompetence of this administration? He says, again, he said this in 2010, he said in 2011, and folks, let me tell you something, because we're not going to get to all of these. Barack Obama, in 2012, 13, 14, 15, and 16, he promises the same crap. This is, I don't even know where this is the imagination of a child. It's like sitting down and listening to little Jimmy, you know, tell you, well, when I grow up, I want to be like a lion tamer, but on TV, and I don't know. It really is like the rantings of a child. He's going to build another website where you can see where your tax dollars are being spent. He said it last year in 2010, and he said it again in 2011. And here's what's funny. He says it again and again and again. He promises all this stuff. Obamacare is going to pay you back. I'm going to reduce business costs. 140 promises this clown made. Not one single bit of follow-up by the left to say, look, Barack, okay, I'll give you 2 years. After the third year, seriously? He promised again he would veto any bills that had earmarks would hit his desk. He'd veto them. How many did he veto? Did the press follow up? No. You can bet these clowns will follow up on Donald Trump, and he knows it. And he's just waiting.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.